USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States and its allies are preparing their next rounds of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. In meetings across Europe this week, Treasury officials are discussing the details of the coming sanctions on Russia oil products, which are set to go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storm systems rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Football player DeMar is out of the hospital and at home. Tyler Kuhl reports.
Hamlin was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The Bills safety suffered cardiac arrest in a game against the Bengals on Monday Night Football last week. Doctor said Hamlin can be safely discharged to continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. Teams around the league honored Hamlin this past weekend with moments of celebration and his number 3 being colored in the Bills' red at the 30-yard line on the fields. I'm Tyler Kuhl.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport on Wednesday after the failure of a federal pilot alert system temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Sandwich chain Subway has retained advisors for a potential sale of the company. The process, which is in its early stages right now, is expected to attract potential corporate buyers and private equity firms willing to spend roughly $10 billion. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Inflation numbers are about to be announced by the government and could provide a welcoming sign or where inflation is at. Or it could be that inflation remains persistent enough to require painful action by the Federal Reserve. Most economists foresee the more optimistic scenario. They think December marked another month in which inflation is uncomfortably high, but could be showing signs of relief. According to a survey by the data provider FactSet, analysts have predicted that consumer prices rose 6.5% in December compared with a year earlier. That would be down from the 7.1% in November. President Biden's top secret document revelations has more questions than answers after more top secret documents were discovered at a second location reported on Wednesday. The rock and roll world is mourning this morning. John Schaefer explains.
Beck rose to prominence in the 1960s in the group The Yardbirds, which also brought us Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page. But Beck didn't seem too thrilled to be reunited with his old group when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993.
Yeah, I have done other music after The Yardbirds, but anyway, somebody told me I could be proud tonight, but I'm not. Because they keep me out.
He is regarded as one of the most innovative guitarists of his generation. His family said he had recently contracted bacterial meningitis and passed away peacefully Tuesday. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher level.
We just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!